Have you ever heard that weight loss might trigger new cravings? In this episode, you'll also hear about provider skepticism around obesity medicine and one patient's experience with losing weight from Dr. Lou Aroney. If you missed it, episode 1 highlights Dr. Aroney's expertise in obesity medicine. Dr. Aroney, let's get into the first patient case. Please tell us about Helen.
Helen's a 60-year-old woman, class 3 obesity, severe obesity. She's battled weight since childhood. She's lost 50 to 120 pounds 4 times and is always regained. And this is an important issue when it comes to treating obesity, because the kinds of patients we see are often demoralized. They're demoralized. They've been beaten down by the disease. They've sort of given up. They're like, why bother? Because I lose and I'm thrilled and then I regain. Now, she's tried Overeaters Anonymous, a physician-supervised program, including FenFen. FenFen is the acronym for phentermine and fenfluramine. Phentermine is still around. It's the most widely prescribed agent to treat weight problems in the country. It's available generically. Fenfluramine was a nonspecific serotonin agonist that was available for a number of years. Fenfluramine turned out to cause valvular deterioration by affecting serotonin-sensitive cells on the surface of both the left and right-sided cardiac valves. While the tricuspid, pulmonic, and mitral valves were most commonly affected, in some cases, the aortic valve was also affected. So there are cases of people who are on fenfluramine for long periods of time needing valve replacement. The thing about FenFen that brought this effect to the forefront is that FenFen together, when you added the two drugs together, it produced greater weight loss and it also was more tolerable because fenfluramine itself was somewhat fatiguing, not stimulating, but somewhat fatiguing. And when you added it to phentermine, you got greater weight loss and more people taking it for longer periods of time. This is part of the baggage that we have in the field that you need to know about. So there are a number of drugs over the years that have caused significant health problems, and that's why physicians have been skeptical of anti-obesity treatments. So in the year before we saw Helen, she lost 90 pounds. She maintained it for about 6 months and then had regained 20 pounds over an 8-month period of time. So her high weight was 386 pounds, a BMI of 67. At her first visit, she was 316, so she was down that significant amount. She had prediabetes at this point. She had an A1C of 5.7. She had hypertension. She was on chlorothalidone and lisinopril. She was hypothyroid. She had GERD on famotidine. And here is her journey. She started again at 386. She came to us when she was on this plateau, and we started metformin. Again, remember, this is the days before Lyra for weight loss or Contrave. And so we started the metformin and increased it to 1,000 twice a day. She had this slow but steady weight loss going down to 290, ultimately to 285. So she lost another 30 pounds with just the addition of metformin for her prediabetes. So here we are at her fourth visit. Her BMI was now down to 49, or weighted 285. So she lost 100 pounds. And we could have stopped there and said, look, you're in great shape. You've lost practically a third of your body weight. But she was hungry. So this is another thing that happens as people plateau, is their appetite begins to increase. They may have a lack of satiety. They may have more thinking about food. There are a number of manifestations of the plateau phenomenon that occur. And it's because the counter-regulatory system that is trying to maintain their weight at the highest possible level kicks in and undermines them. So it was commonly believed that this was a lack of willpower. But the evidence is it is not. It is physiological. And the evidence for that is that you can treat it. So we added Lyra. We started with 0.6, went to 1.2 and 1.8, and we got even greater weight loss, ultimately to 233 pounds. And at that point, we added naltrexone bupropion, which can increase blood pressure, but her blood pressure was now controlled off antihypertensives. So we added that, and because she had cravings and thinking about foods. So here's another pearl that, you know, when you look at the weight regulating system, and once people lose weight and their leptin levels get very low, they tend to lose their sense of fullness first. And that's because leptin is an important cofactor in satiety. So all the hormonal signals that come from the gut need leptin in order to function properly. Leptin itself is not a satiety signal. It doesn't tell you how much you've eaten. But unless you have leptin floating around, the others don't work. And it's really a fascinating way to build it. So remember that leptin is the hormonal signal telling you how much fat is stored. So if your gas tank is empty, then when you eat, you're not going to get as much fullness, right? So you fill up the tank, but the signal, the hormonal signal tells you the tank's still empty. You're going to keep on eating. It's really, really interesting. The last point I wanted to make where we added the naltrexone to tropion is that when people run out of leptin, their leptin level gets low, the first thing that happens is they don't feel as full. The next thing that happens is they may develop sweet craving. And people think they're losing their mind sometimes because they'll be like, wow, I never wanted sweets ever. And now I'm starting to think about sweet food. And it can really be jarring to someone because they don't understand where it's coming from. We think that's a backup mechanism that if you don't increase your body weight and increase your leptin concentration, which we have ways of preventing, then your body just keeps throwing different ideas and hitting different pathways to try to get you to eat more.
Thank you, Dr. Roney, for sharing the challenges Helen faced while losing weight. A key concept from this episode is the counter-regulatory response to weight loss, particularly the loss of leptin sensitivity, which promotes weight regain and can cause demoralization for patients. In the next episode, Dr. Aroni will take you through a case that demonstrates the importance of optimizing background medications. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Pfizer Podcast Series. My name is Prakash Chandran, and we'll talk next time.